The Pentagon is acknowledging that North Korea is becoming more of a global threat because of the speed at which it is developing its missile program and its nuclear weapon program. So how does the military want to respond to that at the front line? By going to the Pacific Ocean, where the fear is that North Korea, on its best day, might be able to launch a missile that would go all the way out to hit some parts of the United States. What are they going to do about that? First of all, they want more radar support. They want a new base in Japan here to be tracking early on what's happening. They want to beef up missiles in Alaska and California. And of course, they want steady monitoring from ships at sea, from airplanes overhead, and from satellites, all watching to see if North Korea is going to launch at some point our way. How would that work? Well, if North Korea launches a missile, all those early warning systems would send the coordinates of the flight back to these response missiles, which would then fire and go up and try to hit it and take it out. Ideally, they would like to hit it early on or in the middle and at a last resort way over here. But what they want is numerous shots at it so they can stop it. That's really the goal. And they have to have numerous shots because this is all still fairly new technology and it's not all entirely reliable. As I said, we don't know that the North Koreans at this point can really get a missile to go this far. But our ability to intercept it and stop it is also a tricky thing to pull off. Look at the things we would use for this. It's a two-stage missile. This is what we would launch out of Alaska or California. And it would release something like this. This is called an exo-atmospheric kill vehicle. It's made by Raytheon. You see it's got those little propulsion units around it there. It also has an infrared guidance system in the nose. And that, when it gets released, locks in on the nuclear warhead in this missile, and it will guide this in to actually smash into that at about 17,000 miles an hour and tear it apart. It does not explode. This is about as big as a refrigerator. It just smashes into it and tears it apart. You can imagine how difficult that is to pull off. But this is the technology that we're trying to perfect so that we can stop the North Korean technology if and when they ever get it perfected and actually can threaten the U.S. mainland.